Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Dude, I got scammed.
Really?
By my airline when I was going home for Christmas.
You run into a lot of friction points with airlines. Because I feel like over the podcast years, you bring up an airline story, I would say like once every 10 episodes.
I mean, nothing will beat the guy who I paid like $100 to have me skip the line at Austin Airport during Thanksgiving travel when the place was mobbed. And everyone thought at the beginning that he was going to put me in a wheelchair, but he didn't.
I would have looked down on you a little bit if you had done the wheelchair move.
Yeah, I think I would look down on myself too.
Like, if you were in a wheelchair,
can you imagine? What would I have to do? Would I have to be like?
You could say, "Oh, I got it. You have vertigo."
That's interesting. No, but I feel like I just don't have the proper. I don't have the proper leg atrophy to come off convincingly.
That's such a Nivison term, right there.
Atrophy.
Yeah, you've used that because your dad has. He's missing a calf.
Oh yeah, he doesn't have a calf because it atrophied.
Yeah, no, you've probably said that to me, like, let's throw out a number. Once every 2 years, you'll use
it. Okay.
And I think you're the only other person. You're the only person in the world.
No.
You're the only person in the world who's ever used the term atrophy with me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, who else has said atrophy to me? Maybe a professor.
I'll tell you who's thinking it.
Who?
The guys who see you in the gym after months and months of not seeing you, and they say to themselves, looks like his muscles have atrophied a little bit.
I highly doubt they're thinking that. Also,
let's take it easy.
Run the
intro. Let's take it easy.
I just want everyone
let's
to
take
know
it easy.
That I am
taking
definitely
it easy.
One of the strongest people who goes to my gym.
Let's take it easy. So, welcome everybody to Take It Easy, number one podcast in the world.
Right away, we've got our first sponsor, which is going to be me. Check me out on Twitch. I'm streaming like every day. You were confused.
Okay.
I got you there.
All right. Yeah. No. Okay. I got to tell you this.
I'm streaming like every
day. He's great.
We
love him.
Silent Hill F. I'm about to finish. Actually, I just finished it. You just missed out. I've got Schedule 1, a new series starting with Domo and Derek. Check us all out.
But check
this
out our Schedule
been,
1 series on Patreon because that's the original,
been
the best one.
The official sponsor of today's episode.
Okay. Now, to finish my airport story, basically, I was going home for the holidays. This is just more like frustrating. And Delta lets you do a thing now where you can like mix and match cabin tiers or whatever on a round trip flight. So, because on the way there, I wanted to do the comfort because I wanted room. But on the way there, they only had comfort seats in middle seats. I was like, okay, well, I can't do that. So I chose a window seat because I'd rather just be able to like kind of curl up. And so I did that. And then on the way back, I did the comfort seat, right? A day before my flight, I get a notification. You've been upgraded. You've been upgraded to Comfort Plus on your new flight. And I'm like, I know what the fuck this means. I go look. They upgraded me to a fucking middle seat.
Whoa, without your consent?
Well, I think I did check off. You could. I think what I realized is that I didn't check it off. It was automatically checked.
Down.
I looked back. It was automatically checked. But I didn't. I just feel like an upgrade needs to be like who wants to be upgraded to a middle seat? Really?
I've got beef. with an automatic check mark. Can I air
okay.
this out?
Okay. Well, I'm not.
Oh, is
done
that not the end
story.
Of the story?
No, it's not. I get on this flight. It is by far, like, I don't know what it is about being in a middle seat. If you've ever been in one before that isn't with, like, your partner, like a solo middle seat journey, for some reason, you always just get a character on your left and right. You turn, it turns into this thing where you're, like, part of this story between the, or you're witnessing these two people. And so I get on the flight, and the guy on my left, he's already, the aisle guy, he's already sat down. He seems really cool, whatever. And for a while, I think that, oh, maybe, you know, maybe window's not going to show up. Maybe window, maybe I'm going to get away with this. I'm going to be able to slip over into the window seat and get, you know, have a nice flight. Wrong. Window shows up. It's a dude with a fucking, like, one AirPod in. And he's actively on a fucking, like, sale, like, he's on a call, like a work call. Dude sits down in his seat. He's, like, talking sales stuff. He's talking loud sales stuff with this guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. He'll probably hang up soon. No, dude, like, continues this call, loudly talking, only, like, quieting down and, like, putting his phone, like, low when, like, the flight attendants are passing by and stuff. He ends the call as the plane is, like, speeding up on the runway, like, before it, like, lifts off the ground. I see him, like, text this guy.
That's a businessman right there. That dude is definitely making serious moves. He's definitely making more money than I am. If you're in that level of calling, dude, you're the fucking guy. You're the guy.
It was the worst, though, because he was, like, just, like, yapping next to me. And I'm like, dude, you're in, like, a fucking tight space. Just, like, yelling about fucking quarterly reports and synergy and shit.
He must,
like,
make a lot of money.
There was things crossing my mind where I was like, I was going to turn around and I was like, dude, get off the phone. Like, I wanted to say something, but I didn't because I'm a coward.
Why didn't you just put, like, your noise-canceling headphones on?
Because it's about the Tucker.
It's the premise?
It's the premise. It's the notion of it all.
I feel like all those things on airplanes died when noise-canceling headphones became the norm. Like, screaming baby joke doesn't really land anymore because I've got my Bose Quiet Comforts on.
Dude, I feel like the screaming baby breaks through the noise-canceling. I don't think the noise-canceling, I don't think we have the technology for that yet.
You don't know the half of it.
So I
have not used mine with him yet. I should try. But wait, I have a checkmark story.
I'm not done.
Oh, my God.
Put a pin in it. Write it down on your desk or something.
Okay.
Now, but then I realize later on that my aisle guy was not who I thought he was. I thought he was a very nice guy. But turns out I'm looking over to the left of me, like, through at a certain point in the flight. And the dude is just, like, on... He's not a Twitter user. He's an X user. Let me just start off by saying that. He's an X user. And I see that he's, like, commenting on a lot of stuff, but I wasn't really paying attention to what he was doing. And I go and I look over at him at one moment, and I'm like, I'm literally like this, looking at him. And he's writing a comment. And I almost, like, burst out laughing, but I had to, like, stop because I was watching him. And he's writing. He says... He's replying to, like, someone, some sort of political thing. But basically, he writes, I love X, period. Even obnoxiously stupid takes like this one, period. And then he pauses. And then he writes, go fuck yourself. And then he sits on it and he looks at it. And I'm, like, thinking to myself, I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. And then he's like, post. And it was, like, phenomenal because, like, I see those posts and replies all the time on X. But then I was like, I'm witnessing what those one of those people
the
looks
veil,
like
behind the curtain.
I got to see the process of him, like, writing his magnum opus of a reply to someone just, and it was, oh God, it was really funny. I was like, what the hell? Yeah. And I almost, there was a part of me, like, I keep wanting to say things to these people, and I wanted to turn to him and be like, that was a good one.
You know what would be a good stand-up bit is like a list of arguments that I could have had, yeah, or like things I should have said, or something along that line. I feel like you could, because you talk about people a lot, and you're like, I could have said something.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like all this stuff that you're in the shower, you're like, damn it. That would have been great.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. I got into an argument.
Yeah, you had a check mark.
Well,
thing.
A check mark. Yeah, so Adobe Premiere or Adobe Cloud Suite costs like $900 a year, and we purchased it last January. Okay, it fucking auto renewed. It's $900. Who the hell has a $900 thing auto renew? I am not in that tax bracket, Mister. So apparently they emailed me, whatever.
Why are you doing the annual plan? Why don't you just do it monthly?
Because I'm not in the tax. I need the deal.
Oh, how much of a deal is it? Oh shit, dude. Did you do the thing?
Oh, you can get it half off. No, I'm about to expose Adobe for what they are, and they are scum. I hate Adobe.
You didn't do the thing.
I know the thing. So here's the tip that Ted's talking about. If you have Adobe and you're using it for Premiere, Photoshop, or the whole suite, whatever, if you go in there and try to cancel and run your mouth a little bit, they will offer you half off. That almost $900, they will cut it in half to $400 and offer you the whole thing for the year. You just have to get in there and whine about it. So, like, pay the $900, go in there and try to get a refund or something, they'll cut it down. But I got in that chat support thing literally 5 minutes after it renewed, because I got the thing from PayPal. It's like, oh, here's your receipt for $900 for Adobe. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was right in the chat. And they're like, oh, sorry, we sent you an email a month ago. I was like, can you help me out? It's been 5 minutes. I obviously, like, help me out. And they're like, well, also, we only have like a 1 month cancellation. You purchased this last January. This is just the renewal. But I was like, what, dude? They had, and then they're like, okay, we'll give it to you for $400 and we can't, our policy can't do it. Dude, I was like, I will never use an Adobe product again. You guys are real pieces of work. And they're like, okay, we're going to make an exception for you. We'll refund you the whole thing. But dude, they made me beg. Wait.
So you're not using Adobe anymore? Wait, I'm confused.
I wanted to take life month by month, and they made me digitally get on my hands and knees and beg. Even though I've been a great customer. I've spent hundreds at Adobe. And
They're
scummy.
They're rough.
They're scummy.
They're scummy. I mean, what you could do, it's certainly an option, but it would require some work on your part. What you could do is you could, just become a DaVinci Resolve person, because they have you just pay.
Yeah, no, I've heard of this, and it could
you
be
just
the
pay
way.
Once and then you got it forever.
Yes,
and they do regular updates.
They are going to put Adobe in a serious world of hurt financially.
I don't know if they are, because I've the Adobe suite is you could be using DaVinci Resolve, but like, you're still going to want to use Photoshop. Like, there's no like Blackmagic Photoshop thing.
Yeah, no, but I wonder what Photoshop's got to be the most used Adobe product, right? Like, out of all the creative ones.
That or Premiere, I imagine. Well, no, Acrobat is probably the most used.
Is that for coding?
No, it's for PDFs.
Oh, yeah. But that's not like a creative product, really.
Yeah, that's true.
But
anyway,
we're doing real or fake laws today. We're doing real or fake laws, and I gathered them. And if I remember correctly, I think I got 5 out of 10 or 6 out of 10. I think it was 5.
Yeah, something like
that. So let's just get that out there right now. I got 5 out of 10.
Okay, 5 out of 10.
And if Ted gets more than that, he's juicy. And if he doesn't, he's dry as a bone.
Yeah, and so explain should I explain the
here's the game
concept,
folks.
More?
The game is that I have created 5 fake laws, and I have acquired 5 real laws. And I'm going to read them at random to Ted, and he has to decide which ones are real and which ones are fake. And once we've completed 5 of these, there will be a snack break. You didn't bring a snack for a snack?
No, I didn't. We didn't do it last time. I mean, it seemed
we
like
always
something
do a
I should have been.
Break.
Well, joke's on you. I have a snack.
Oh, okay, cool. I also have a snack today. I've never had this before.
I feel like this was just a vehicle for you to be able to have a snack on the job.
Okay, it's
you're
a first,
just trying to munch on the job.
First time I've ever had this. Sardines.
Okay. Oh, what the hell is
I'm
wrong with you?
I'm going to have a sardine at our snack time.
God, dude, you're like a fucking... That is not a regular snack. That is like a snack for a man that lives under a bridge.
So these are like a dollar, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a dad now. So this is kind of like something a dad would eat, right? And not my dad, though, no. But like my grandfather would probably suck these down. And this is like 110 calories. And it's like 20 plus grams of protein. So I thought, what the hell? I've been eating tuna every day for lunch. So we're going to try sardines at snack time.
You are the guy that lives under the bridge that the community colloquially calls like Iron Toe or something. Like, he doesn't have like a real name.
I've been working very hard on my toes lately. I'm in a big self-care era, and my toes have been getting a lot of attention.
Tucker toe stocks are up, guys.
For my
you heard it right
inside
here.
Circle, you know that this is a big win.
This is a big win because they got fucked up in the Marines, didn't
they? They got fucked up in the Marines, and then they were neglected afterwards for years. And they reached critical low like 2 or 3 years ago. Absolute goblin mode. And today, with confidence in my heart, I can say that I could go to the spa and walk around barefoot without shame.
That's phenomenal. I'm so happy for you.
Every time I've gone to the spa in the last couple years,
you're thinking
I'm
yourself,
like,
everyone's
looking at my witch's feet.
Well, I'm glad that you've got...
So,
well, now the next step is you got to go get a...
Is a pedicure?
You got to go get a pedicure. Yeah, you go get a pedicure.
That's for girls, dude. I'm not doing that. I basically give myself one every morning.
It's for people who are on a journey of
discovery of self
away from the witch, of self discovery. I'll tell you what, I've thought about getting a manicure, but it is sort of hinging on the fact that I grow my nails back out.
Oh, they're gone again.
They are. I had a moment where I was growing them out. They're on a journey back, but I'm hoping by the time I'm 30, I will not be a nail biter anymore. But that has been it's been a long journey for me. But anyways. We're doing the real law or fake law thing.
Real law or fake law. Let's go. Okay.
Real law or fake law. Tucker, last time, and the thing about this game, too, that we discovered we really liked, and that I realized as I was formulating my questions for you, is that it turns into kind of like a psychological game, because now
it becomes less about the law.
I chose laws and that Tucker would think are fake that were real based on his personality and vice versa. And I imagine that, and Tucker was enthralled by that aspect. So I imagine that he went really hard in that category for me as well.
Okay. Do you want a real one or a fake one first?
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I almost had you. Okay.
I don't think you ever did.
This is a tough one. Oh, I got it. I got it. Here we go.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Okay.
Here's the law. In Maine, in the state of Maine, it is illegal to attend an opera on Christmas Day.
In Maine, it is illegal to attend an opera on Christmas Day. I think that Maine is an interesting choice. It's an interesting choice. Maine isn't a particularly religious place, nor does it really, I imagine, have many operas.
Well, it used to be pretty Protestant. It used to be like a more religious place.
Sure.
They have a lot of religion. In doing my quest of laws, Maine actually has a lot of old religious laws that are still standing. As does Massachusetts.
Okay. But
which used to be the same state.
But you could also be saying that to
to interfere here.
Oh, I imagine that that's what you would say, I'm sure. A lot of times, you know what this is? A lot of times this is just quite literally like a guess on vibes that you could be right or wrong. I'm going to say this is fake.
It is fake.
Boom! That is one in the chamber for Ted.
Dude, I'm worried
I am already 20% of the way towards your score, Tucker. How do you feel?
I feel rough. And if you happen to get all of them, I'm just going to say, I feel like that's going to be more of a failure of me.
What do I get if I get all of them?
What do you get if you get all of them?
Yeah, what are you going to give me? And don't sell yourself short. Why don't, let's have some confidence in yourself. Give me something good.
Like a real reward?
Yeah. Give me something good.
You want a real reward?
I want a real reward. You're going to give me something from your house? I know, but you can't look around because you're just gonna choose something you're trying to get rid of. You're in a cleaning
mindset. The thing that you just
right
lost was I was gonna give you Need for Speed Underground 2 for GameCube, but now you don't get that. That's what I thought.
Okay,
my copy of Need for Speed Underground 2 for GameCube.
Wow, that's pretty good. I do have a GameCube. That's good because that's something I can play.
Yeah, and that's a tangible thing.
Okay, cool. It's going to be this next question I'm going to get wrong. This is what's going to happen here.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
In Vermont, it is illegal to possess a bison in a township having a population of at least 1,000 people.
That is a fake law.
That is fake.
That one was kind of easy. Because there were several aspects here that were giving it to me. I don't know if this is something you found online or if you just made it up, but bison do not exist in Vermont. So there's no context, and they were never in Vermont. So there's no historical context why bison would have been brought to Vermont, because it's just not an area that they would have been living in. And then also, Vermont as a choice is so close to where you live it seems like something that would have been at the top of your mind.
Yeah.
That one was probably the most obvious fake one for me.
Okay, well, there's only been two.
The last one, I honestly, was a fucking gamble. That one was a gamble. That one was pretty good.
I thought it was. Well, I have always known that Maine does have a lot of religious laws, so I was like, oh, that's good.
Interesting.
But
interesting.
You saw.
So you're kind of you're trying to trick yourself.
Yeah. I feel like
I am now 40% of the way towards Tucker's last score. God, you're like getting nervous. We got to do another round of these where I get you back and see if I can. We'll talk when the game's over. We'll talk when the game's over. But I'm feeling pretty good right now. I'm feeling pretty dang good. What is it? What are you doing?
I'm reading the whole list.
Yeah. Are you getting like a little nervous? Like you're like, shit, should I change some nervous stuff up? I hope that I don't get one right though, because I don't want you to like feel like shit at the end of this.
No, I won't feel like shit. It's okay. You have had your fair share of rough game instances,
dude. Oh my God.
Over the years to the point where you're like, maybe we shouldn't be doing these game ones.
Yeah, well, because it's like, I just feel like I keep getting put in a position where it's like, man, Ted's an idiot, and I don't think that I am.
There was like, I think like back-to-back games on Chuckle where Schlatt just like nailed it.
Well, oh my God, yeah. No, well, you know what's what I learned from that is that Schlatt is an incredibly school smart person.
Yeah, he is.
He's very school
smart. But man, like, on the streets, he's an idiot.
Oh, he's eaten up by the streets every time. Every time we see him on the streets, he gets eaten up. And then we know that by his experience whenever he tried to book a hotel.
Wait, what?
Come out for the Chuckle Week. Whenever he tried to book a hotel for the Chuckle Week, there was some remarkable issue that, like, he once went to this hotel for, like, a Chuckle Week, like, maybe the second Chuckle Week or something, and it was, like, nobody would have ever known this, but there was, like, a whole fucking ass club below him, so, like, his room was, like, vibrating until, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But I like to think I'm a pretty smart person. I didn't have good grades, but I feel like I have good knowledge across the board.
He's gotten good knowledge across the board.
Jeez.
So, Ted, in Nebraska, it is strictly prohibited for individuals under the age of 18 to engage in recreational fantasy gaming.
Recreational fantasy gaming in Nebraska. And now, let me just ask, when it comes to these laws, are these laws that did exist and maybe aren't enforceable now, or are they?
To the best of my knowledge, for all of the laws, they are currently still on the books in some regard.
Can you repeat the law?
In Nebraska, it is strictly prohibited for individuals under the age of 18 to engage in recreational fantasy gaming.
Interesting. This is interesting. This is really interesting because there's several ways that I can go about digesting this in different ways. One, Nebraska, pretty religious state. I imagine that this is in regards to Dungeons and Dragons as a concept. And so I could see a world in which they would enforce that. But Tucker's been watching a lot of Stranger Things lately.
Everyone has. They just finished the show.
Tucker's been watching a lot of Stranger Things lately, and he's been watching the seasons one by one. And in particular, in one of the seasons of Stranger Things, there was a period in which the people of the town were saying that this guy is like, they're worshiping the devil because of the Dungeons and Dragons games, which was a scare back then.
Dude, the jock. He was going to kill them. Or he maybe killed somebody.
No, like, I'm thinking of Eddie was his name, I think.
Oh.
The
Eddie Munson. That was the flip side of the coin that I just mentioned.
But for Tucker to do a But it's also hard because for Tucker to do a third fake law in a row would be quite the gamble on his part. Although maybe his thought is, let me do a third fake law because he's going to think that
Dude, I remember going through the exact same thought process.
I think that it could go either way based on Nebraska and like just what I've seen in Nebraska. Like it's just such a farming based place. I imagine that like the fantasy thing, but also has ever there been a fantasy thing that's been so popular that it would get on the books in that regard? Not sure. So I'm going to take a risk here, knowing very well that it could be a big surprise to me and say, is this a fake law?
It's a fake law.
Bingo, bingo, bongo, triple dipper.
You've got a triple dipper.
Triple dipper. Was I right? Was I right with the whole Stranger Things thing?
Yeah, well, because I was like, oh, there could totally have been like some law passed about D&D during like the 70s.
Right.
I was like, Nebraska, that's pretty good.
What was throwing me off a little bit was like, I was like the fantasy game thing. I was like, that's not specifically talking about Dungeons and Dragons. But then at the same time, it was like, it was so specific to a specific plot point in Stranger Things. And you've been watching Stranger Things recently that I was like, it's gotta be on the dome for him.
It is.
Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good about that read.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah. You shouldn't have talked about watching Stranger Things so much to me.
Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, I know. It was funny, too, because I was like, Tucker's really into Stranger Things right now. And you were like, everybody's watching Stranger Things right now. What are you talking about?
I should have just went with it.
But you're the person who's been watching it in order.
Yeah, I watched the entire series as a finale.
Yeah, the entire series. So like
of all the people out there, I'm the guy.
What was that season three that the Eddie Munson stuff happened?
Try season four, jackass.
Okay. All right. Cool. I don't even know what to say. That was crazy.
Do you want your next law?
Yes. I'm getting nervous. Like I'm 60% of the way there and I'm nervous. I've got 100% rate right now. Like the more that I get right, the more it's going to hurt when I get one wrong.
In New Mexico, it is illegal for women to pump their own gas.
Oh, on the books still, you're saying?
Everything here is on the books still.
This feels like against an amendment.
The amendments were created before petroleum was even a concept. Well, I guess there have been new amendments, but.
Well, like the whole women's suffrage, was that before petroleum, women's suffrage?
I would say, well, that was like the 1920s. That was kind of like petroleum was really blowing up. Well,
women's
yeah,
it
was totally.
The 1920s? No, I don't think that's true. I think women's suffrage was when they were wearing.
Well, women were suffering throughout all of history, really.
Oh, okay. But I feel like that was like
the first
1800s. Wasn't that late 1800s?
The 19th Amendment was in 1920.
Really? Women got to vote in 1920? That's how late
they got?
Yeah,
they were just along for the ride before that.
Man, the suffragettes.
Yeah, they've really suffered. They've really suffered. No, women are just fantastic.
They're wonderful. We love women on the Take It Easy podcast. Man, but in New Mexico, it's illegal for a woman to pump gas. To pump gas, which means that this law would have had to have been instilled after the women's suffrage movement because cars were probably not as like common. Cars weren't like 1920 cars were not, well, cars, what was the cars were pretty common in like 1910. This happened 10 years later. Women pumped their own gas. So there's like a slight, there's like maybe like a 10 year, like plane was invented in 1911, but fucking cars were pretty fucking new, really new. Like they had the big wheels and stuff.
Big wheels.
Big wheels in the early 1900s. But they were probably a huge luxury. So for it to be enough of an... Is this another fake law?
It's real!
Wow. Ah,
thank God.
Wow.
You can still have the game if you want it.
Okay. Man, tell me about it. Tell me about this law.
So there's a lot of states that historically have banned people from pumping their own gas.
Well, but, yeah, but you know, notably Oregon and New Jersey.
I think Oregon stopped. I found really? That out today. Yeah, I think they stopped.
In New Mexico, it is illegal for a woman to pump her own gas. Uh-oh.
And here's one from Tucker Yoder and Associates law firm. It's like a it's still technically on the books.
Yeah. Really? Where is it saying this?
Well, all these law firms are like, no, you gotta believe it. This is still on the books. They say this is another law that was enacted a long time ago and is most likely forgotten about. Safe to assume women probably won't face legal trouble for pumping their gas. It also has to do with them changing their own tire.
Yeah, I did the lookup on Google and then AI overview saying that it's a myth, but like also
they say it's never been absolved.
Yeah.
I thought a way that I was also going to win this is you were
because what I did for when I made my list is that I would go online, I would find these fake lists, but then I would like kind of double check the ones I was choosing several times to make sure that they weren't like myth ones.
No, I did. I mean, I was like, okay, well, a lot of different law firms are saying this, so it feels true.
Is this a real law firm? What is this? Personal injury?
I found multiple.
Personal injury?
Personal injury. What the fuck is that?
I'm putting Reddit in the search.
Putting Reddit? Don't do that to me.
There are 8 years ago, there are websites that say it's illegal for women to pump ass in New Mexico. The first cite's a book titled Little Book of Loony Laws by Christine Green.
Here's a .org. That says it. I have two law firms that say it. Here's halt.org, law directory. They also say it. I've got three law firms. I think that's good enough.
We look it up in the New Mexico Compilation Commission, the official legal publisher of the state of New Mexico?
If you must.
Let's see. What should I look up? Pumping gas women.
It's not that deep.
Yeah, it's not that deep. And I wouldn't even take it back. I wouldn't even give myself the point, even if it wasn't a real law. Huh. Yeah, I'm not seeing too much about this being a real one. But
in Oregon, this says full service gas must be offered in Oregon.
Must be offered.
But you're allowed to pump your own now.
So they've got people, yeah. Well, dude, I'll tell you, when you're passing through Mexico and you instinctually get out of the car to pump your own gas and they stop you, it does feel like tyranny.
Oh yeah, no.
It does feel like 1984, getting stopped from pumping your own gas in New Jersey. It's like it's a shocking feeling. I feel like I'm like, what am I? What is it? What is this? Communist China?
When we drive to Pennsylvania, we pass through like 1 mile of New Jersey that happens to have an off ramp off the interstate with a McDonald's and a gas station. So obviously, mm-hmm. we usually take that one. And I almost always am like, go to pump my own gas. And somebody's like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? I'm like, buddy, come on. The state line's right there. We can see it.
Yeah, you're just like on an interstate too. Like, it's talking to you, like, what are you doing? Like, like it's insane that you could be thinking that you could pump your own gas.
Yeah,
that's the thing too, is like they're like, whoa, what the fuck are you doing? Like, dude, yes. slow your like, roll, dude. Dude, like
I get my own gas once a week for the last fucking 12 years.
Yeah it's like
everyone in the country is getting their own gas.
It's like wiping your ass. You finish pooping, you go to wipe your ass, and then like somebody grabs your wrist, and they're like,
"I've got it."
What are you doing? And you're like, What?
Well, what happens too when you need to like fill up like portable gas tanks? Like you work in New Jersey. Do they just fill up all your stuff? Like that just seems.
Yeah. What do you just like look at them with doe eyes and say, please?
Like we roll up to the gas station at work. We'll bring like 8 gas cans. Like,
yeah.
And you usually just put the lowest guy on the totem pole to fill them all up.
I mean, I think it's primarily just a way to like give some
people
jobs.
I mean,
I don't know if there's a
people
there's
are
a,
always working it. So clearly, like,
yeah, I mean, it adds like 2 jobs to every gas station, I guess, which can add up. You know, it could be like at least a couple thousand jobs, right?
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of jobs. I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be like minimum
wage.
Though.
Everyone's hating on them for it, though.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And also,
minimum
I think
wage.
That there's like, I think there's also like. You know what there is? I think there's also kind of like an expectation of tips, too. I think I've witnessed my dad tipping them, too.
Yeah, I think there is an expectation of tips, but I don't carry cash usually. And
also,
we
don't have a choice.
You. Yeah, I don't have a choice. It's not like, oh,
but
I could
I guess
carry
with a waiter,
my luggage.
I guess with a waiter in a restaurant, you also don't have a choice. So that's
but
kind of like
waiters'
a weird argument,
wages
but.
Are withheld. They don't get the full wage.
That's so insane, too. That's so insane. Although, what's even more insane, I think, is when Europeans come to the United States
and then
they're
don't
like,
tip.
And the, yeah, and then don't tip.
It's
and
ridiculous.
I see this all the time. I see this all the time online. I think, like, to a certain degree, it could also just be me witnessing, like, people online. On, like, Twitter just intentionally rage baiting for, which is such a problem now. I mean, I talked about this a year ago, but, like, the intentional rage baiting, like, half the time stuff you see on Twitter, people don't even actually mean because they have a financial incentive to say the most wrong thing so people will argue with them.
Dude, that's like the media right now. That's just
yeah,
the that's just like media in general.
Yeah, but it just makes the platform so fucking dumb when you've got some random guy who's just like, I don't think that women should have rights. Anybody agree with me? And then it's like they get paid like $100 because everyone's in the replies being like, the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't use Twitter. It just sounds like hell. What's the point?
Yeah, I go on there to look at my following.
How many followers am I up to today?
No, like who I'm following. Right now, Connor Eats Pants is consistently ratioing the vice president of the United States. He's in his replies just like, tune him out and he's getting more likes than the vice president. It's awesome. What else is going on? But other than that, you know what I was seeing on in the, because I keep reading them, people on Twitter for some reason hate the new Stranger Things series. What did you think of the ending, by the way?
I mean, it's fine. It's pretty neutral.
People,
the
people
last season was pretty bad across the board. The finale was neutral.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of did. Well, I'm going to spoil it because.
If you. Yeah, it's whatever. If you just skip past it, just skip past
the
it.
The girl,
you don't get spoiled.
L, like, sacrifices herself so that, like, the cycle of the government making, like, telekinetic humans ends. And but then at the very end, they're like, well, you never know. She could be alive. She's traveling Iceland or something. But you never know. Like, okay, like, just fucking make the decision here, Netflix. Like, you know, let us just go out like, yes, she sacrificed herself. Why are you giving this like, oh, maybe we want to do a sequel? That's what it was to me. It was like, maybe we want to leave this door open so we can capitalize instead of just closing it. Because, and my thing is, she can telekinetically like enter people's minds from anywhere on Earth just by imagining them and like do her thing. You're telling me she hasn't, in the years that had passed, she hadn't said hi to Mike. She hadn't said hi to Hopper. She hadn't said hi to Will. Nothing. Like, that just seems like, so it's like, yeah, she is gone. And that's, you know, if that's the ending, that's the ending. That's okay.
Yeah.
But like,
it'd only been like, yeah.
I don't know. I really liked the graduation scene. Just personally, I thought that was really fun. But I don't know. The finale was like, eh, it was fine. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some cheesy moments, but season five was pretty cheesy. It was getting tough for them because the kids were all really old. And so clearly not 16, 17, that just kind of made things cheesier.
I don't know if it really did, though, because I feel like their age was closer than some of the people that have played high schoolers in the past in shows about high schoolers. They have fucking 26-year-olds playing high schoolers a lot of the time in shows.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's not their age. It was more direct.
I think it's less about their age and more about the fact that we internally know that that the time that has gone by between seasons has not been as chronological as the ages that they're saying that they are. Like when it started, they were at their accurate age, and then now over time that gap has gotten bigger. And I think that we just inherently know that. But if you started a show with them as they are in that show and said that they were, you know, 16 or 17, I think you would believe it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the problem too is season five took a long time to make, and it feels like it had the least care put into
it. Yeah, it was like 250 days of shooting or something.
Yeah, and there's so many inconsistencies. There's so many errors. It's so cheesy. Yeah.
Because you had like instead of like seven characters main character storylines, you had there was like 15 or 20 you had to wrap up.
Yeah, which
it was a big job.
That's the thing. It was a monstrous project with a lot of characters, and you had to tie everything up. And we had like halfway through the season, it's like, we still have more questions showing up than answers. So yeah. It was very much this like...
I did think it was a little strange that there weren't any Demogorgons in the Upside Down. And I know that they were... I watched some of like the behind the scenes thing, and they were like considering it. They were considering adding it. Like one of the writers was like, wouldn't it be weird that there isn't any there?
Well, the Demogorgons, like, if there were Demogorgons in the Upside Down, they would have...
They're from the planet. Like they're from that planet, aren't they? Like
yeah, and like why weren't there any left in the Upside Down ever? Like in the end of season two, when L closes the gate, there's like thousands of them that are falling and dying, but they seem to reproduce incredibly fast and easily, and they would have fucked them up. That's probably why there aren't any, because they have a scene of the military just getting shredded by like three of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's funny in finale, the whole time I'm like, why is Joyce here? And why does she have a fucking axe? Like, what is she going to do? And then they get this scene of her chopping off Vecna's head. I was like, that's why Joyce is here. And that's why she's carrying an axe, is for that scene. Didn't really make sense.
Yeah, it does seem kind of dangerous that they would have let Joyce go on that mission. She
got exponentially worse this season.
It was just, I feel like that axe thing was like, I enjoyed that. I was like, fuck, damn.
That scene was good, but leading up to it, I was asking out loud, like, why is Joyce on this planet with us? And why does she have an axe?
Here's the problem. I think the longer and... have more without, because they didn't kill off many people in that show.
No, I thought more people would die.
They didn't kill off many people. And like in a show like, and this is just based on my tangential knowledge of it without actually having watched more than the first episode. Yeah. In Game of Thrones, they kill off a lot of people.
Yeah.
But like people still weren't sad. Like, so it's not just,
well, the Game of Thrones
Think that if Game of Thrones did kill off, or if Stranger Things did kill off more people, maybe they would have left storylines to, like, solve or whatever. And, like...
It's true. They could have killed off some, but it's really hard to
choose. Because, like, with Maya, like, there were characters that were brought in new seasons. Like, people like Maya Hawk, whoever she plays. Yeah. Like, she's... Like, she had her whole, like...
She was pretty poorly written in season five.
I really liked her scene at the beginning when they were about to go on the crawl and they were doing the Upside Down song thing. That Upside Down song was a very strong choice. That was like, wow, I can't believe there's actually a fucking song that's just called Upside Down.
The song choices in that show I felt were consistently pretty good.
Yeah. Anyways,
this show, Stranger Things,
we're getting so off track. We're literally in the midst of a game.
In New Hampshire,
okay,
it is illegal to pick up trash in the national forest.
It is illegal to pick up fake.
Real. Really? You need a permit.
Oh, I should have thought about that a little bit more.
Yeah, you answered that one quick.
Yeah, I should have thought about that more. Man, okay, so I've got 3 right, 2 wrong. I need to get 2 more right. I have 5 more questions left, and you need a sardine.
Oh, we're at our break. What are you having for your snack?
I'll have a sip of my Topo Chico. I shouldn't eat more. I already had one of those cookies earlier, so I shouldn't have
another
one.
We have Chicken of the Sea brand, wild-caught sardines in water. And the reason I bought this today was because I was at this grocery store, and I was buying cans of tuna. And I was like, you know, I've never had a sardine. And, you know, I always see them in, like, cartoons and stuff. And, like, they're always there. They got a million different varieties. It definitely smells like fish.
Dude, yeah. I'm like, I know this is where sardines usually come from, too. Like, the can thing. But, like, to eat them out of the can almost feels like a different story. Although, if I was in, like, Eastern Europe in a zombie apocalypse, I feel like it would be the best thing I ever had, specifically in a DayZ context.
Yeah,
I'd love to eat a sardine.
So I just had a whole sardine, and I'm gonna tell you, that is not as good as tuna. That is not.
Well, what do you think? You thought it was gonna be like tuna?
Well,
sardine is like a salty. It should be very salty.
Have you ever had a sardine?
Oh, I'm thinking of anchovies, maybe.
Have you ever had anchovies?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wait.
There is like semblance of tuna in there. It's similar consistency, but this has a fishier taste, and maybe that's because the skin is on still. This is far more disappointing than I thought it was going to be, and I will not be continuing this snack break. I had my one fish, and now I need my water, which has disappeared. I'll go get my water, and then I'll continue with the laws. I would not recommend sardines, even if you like canned tuna. Canned tuna is a lot better. I would like to like sardines, because it seems like kind of a fun thing to like. Whip out a little can of sardines. If you were starving to death in like a Eastern European winter, you could eat these. They're not that bad. But this is not something I'm going to be seeking out.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of anchovies. I confirmed it by going specifically to the menu of a restaurant that I had eaten it at.
Anchovies are a lot saltier.
I like anchovies. Specifically, there's this
I got to get my water, dude.
There's this oyster. Okay. Fine. Whatever. I guess I'll just fucking hang out with you guys. Jeez. Well, somebody's on a drive right now who's listening. Somebody's on a drive. Listening, probably an audio listener. Listening to the car.
Wow, okay.
Pay attention to the road.
That was gross.
Wow. Okay. So there's this restaurant that... whenever you're next out in LA, which will probably be a while from now, in LA that I like, it's called Found Oyster. And it's it's like a seafood restaurant. I mean, they get their oysters from like New England. And they have this like bread thing that you can get, which is just like bread and butter, but then also you can pay a little bit extra and you can get anchovies with it too. And so what you do is what I like to do is I put the bread or the butter on the bread and I put some anchovies on and it's great. And then also at this other restaurant, Mother Wolf, they also do something kind of similar. It's like, but they have like a pesto on there too. And then also they have anchovies on it and it's like really fucking good. Anchovies are like just like a little tiny salty fish.
Let me look this up. Anchovies versus sardines.
I think they're
anchovies are
fish.
Smaller, saltier, and intensely savory. Umami. Sardines are slightly larger, milder, with a buttery white flesh, typically steamed and canned whole in oil.
I think you might actually like anchovies more.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
What I want you to do, what I want you to do for your next snack time is you're going to, is this is what we're specifically going to do. You're going to get some nice butter from the place that you get nice butter from.
Okay. Yeah, name it. Butter spot.
Yeah, okay. You don't need to, you don't need to name it specifically. But I imagine that you would have a nice butter spot. And then you get some sourdough bread, right? And you get some anchovies, some white anchovies. And okay. Then you toast that bread, you butter it, and then you lay your anchovies on it. You eat that. I think you're going to like it.
All right. I will do that on the next episode.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Next one. What's the next law? So we've done five. Is this five? Is that five?
That was five. So we have five.
Three
more.
Right, two wrong. Oh, geez.
In Oregon, it is illegal to possess a golden eagle.
True. Yeah, that just doesn't seem like just seems unreasonable. That seems like a protected animal.
It is. It's federally protected, actually.
Yeah. This seems like a golden eagle. Yeah. No, that's like that's a pretty big one, isn't it? That's a
biggest eagle in North America.
Yeah.
We only have two eagles, and everyone probably knows the other one. Okay. Let's give you a law.
So wait, what's that? I've got four right. So I'm one behind you, and I've got four more questions. So I have four chances to get one right, and then I will be just as smart as Tucker.
In Arkansas, an individual is prohibited from possessing subtropical plant species for personal use.
In Arkansas, it is illegal to have subtropical plants. What is subtropical?
Below the tropics. Or wait.
What? Those are two separate. There's two tropics you could be in because of we're on a sphere.
Would it be between the tropics or in the tropics?
Subtropical, huh? Subtropical. Is illegal to subtropical for personal use? What does that mean? Personal use? Subtropical, huh? This is in Arkansas? Arkansas. Personal use. I guess Florida could be considered subtropical, right? Or is Florida just straight up tropical?
That's a good question.
I imagine that Key West is tropical.
Key West.
But there's the Everglades,
the Everglades.
Is that tropical though?
You've never been there.
I guess
I would go there.
I imagine it would be tropical. To a certain degree, but it's not like a rainforest, but I guess a rainforest itself is more just like an ecological area as opposed to like defining like a climate zone. Cause like tropical is a climate, right? It's like climate, like tropical is the same thing as Mediterranean.
I think tropical is a lot broader than Mediterranean.
Well, yeah, because there's not too many Mediterranean.
Like tropical is like I think Mediterranean is not as formal of a classification. I think that's more like a cultural classification.
No, I think Mediterranean is legit. Because Southern California, there's the Mediterranean. There's there's some like areas in Australia, I believe. There's a lot of them are on the western side of places, which is weird, but I think that's because of like the way that the ocean currents go. This is a tough one, Tucker. This is a tough one, but I'm going to take a guess here and say that because of the fact that you didn't know the word subtropical, that it's true.
It's fake. And and Arkansas is subtropical.
Okay.
Subtropical is the area bordering the tropics, north and south. So
why did you act like you didn't know it then? Was that to trick me?
I didn't. I forgot what it meant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, because I thought maybe I was like, that's a bummer you forgot, because I was using that as the crux of mine, because I was like, if he doesn't know the definition of it, then that must mean he found it online.
Well, then when I was like, I don't know, I feel like I was like, oh, this is helping my case. The more he's picking this apart and I don't know.
Yeah.
Like playing a game. We're basically I want you to say something that's true or false. lie to me.
Yeah. Oh, dang. That's a tough one. So that one's fake.
That one's fake.
And Arkansas is subtropical?
Yeah, like a good chunk of North America is subtropical. Like, okay. Florida, I think, has some portions that might be truly tropical. Like, Key West, I think, is truly tropical.
Yeah, Everglades probably is then, too.
Yeah, I think it's right on the line. Southern Florida is the line. And I think, like, some years it would be more considered tropical and some years not.
That's a tough one to have lost there. That's a tough one to have lost. I mean, I was also like considering, I was like, man, what is this related to? I was like, maybe I honestly probably should have said it was fake because of the fact that Venus flytraps are from the Carolinas. And that's probably what you were thinking about.
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking about?
The Carolinas?
Like the specifically Venus flytraps being from the Carolinas?
No, I wasn't thinking about Venus flytraps.
Damn it.
Venus flytraps are cool, though. I wish they weren't so hard
to... You knew that, right? You knew they were from the Carolinas.
Oh, yeah. It's a really small area that they're indigenous to.
Yeah. Surprise, guys. Venus flytraps are from America.
Yeah, it's one of our coolest creations. I'm glad George Washington made them.
They sell them at that plant store that you really like in L.A.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
I wouldn't get it because it seems... It seems immoral to have one.
There is a real big plant poaching issue there. Because they're from such a small area, the people poach them. Plant poaching is a really big issue. And they typically grow in really difficult areas to emulate. I think it's almost like a bog plant, which is why it's eating bugs to catch up on the resources. Yeah,
probably why it's eating bugs.
Yeah.
There's got to be some reason why this plant decided he wanted to eat bugs, and it can't be that that place is perfect for growing.
In Pennsylvania, Sunday hunting is prohibited for all game species except for crows.
Okay. How am I doing so far right now?
You're doing great. I think it's likely you will beat me.
Okay, but the first one was fake. The second one was fake. The third one was fake.
You have...
The fourth one was true. The fifth one was true. We just did the sixth one. That one was fake. This is the seventh?
Yes.
This is the seventh. Which means that within that...
I suppose I should not have told you how many I have each.
Within that, there can only be one fake one.
That's right.
Which means that whatever I get here, I'm destined to get the next ones right. Unless I'm right. Well, actually...
No, there's no...
Say the thing again. Say
Pennsylvania.
The log. I'll just genuinely
Sunday
try.
Sunday hunting is prohibited for all game species except for crows.
Sunday hunting is prohibited for all game except for crows.
That's correct.
This seems fake.
It's real.
Fuck.
It's real.
Fuck. Oh.
I thought you were going to get it.
Well, I was thinking like, okay, Tucker visits Pennsylvania a lot, And then I was like, all game? Like, and then I was like, does a squirrel count as game? You can't kill a squirrel with a little gun?
Not on Sundays.
Wow. That's remarkable.
Yeah, Massachusetts and Maine are the two still that have Sunday hunting bans. Pennsylvania started giving some specific Sundays. Be like, okay, November 18th, you can hunt. But as a general rule of thumb, Sunday hunting is banned. It's a religious law. So people go to church and they're not out there hunting.
Wow.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
How many have I gotten right and how many have I gotten wrong?
You are 4 right, 4 wrong. This one's for all the marbles. I guess number 9's not going to count because you'll know.
Yeah, wait. So we're on number 8 right now?
Yeah. So like No.
Number 9's not going to count. What do you mean you're not on number 9? What do you mean not count?
Or what I'm trying to say is whatever this one is, you'll know what the next one is because I told you there's 5 and 5.
Yeah, but that was your mistake.
That was my mistake.
So it doesn't not count. I still get the point. No.
All right, that's not how it works. In California, the use of a firearm manufactured after 2010 for the use of hunting is prohibited.
A firearm manufactured after 2010 for the use of hunting is prohibited? Any firearm?
Fucking no, that a hunting rifle produced after 2010 is illegal.
Take it up with Gavin Newsom. He's the guy, right? Isn't he your Cali boy?
I think it's fake.
It is fake.
Boom.
I think that one used at an earlier position in the game could have been more effective.
No, because I was thinking about it, and it is outrageous, and it teeters so close to like this would have been a talking point in political stuff against California. Like it doesn't really make sense. It seems like more applicable in the context of like an assault rifle law or something. In terms of like. The timing of it, I don't know. What's the next one?
The next one is in New Jersey, it is illegal to wear a bulletproof vest while committing a crime.
So that's true.
That's true. It is illegal to wear a bulletproof vest while committing a crime. It's known as suiting up, and it's an additional felony charge.
Wow, that's just like, it's like I think I would have gotten that one right too if that was like a.
Yeah, it's. I think it'd be a hard one to come up with.
Like, well, because it seems like something that like lawmakers could do to make a stronger like case against something like gang violence or something.
I feel like, it just like gives them another avenue to put someone in prison for longer.
Yeah. So I got, what did I get? One more point than you?
You did.
Wow.
As soon as we started, I was like, I feel like I made these for me, not Ted. And then, I just felt like I could have been more strategic.
I made some mistakes down the line. I should have thought about some of them a little bit more, I think, later on. I was like, I was getting too confident.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do one more time, but I want to be back on the
but
other side.
No, it's fun. It's fun, dude.
It is. It's like a little game. Well, maybe we could adjust it.
Well, what we should do is they shouldn't be equal amounts, equal parts.
Yes. And the person should not know.
Yeah, they shouldn't be equal parts. But either way, thank you everyone for joining us on this episode of Take It Easy.
Thank you.
As always, you can join us over at the Patreon, $5 a month. For the Patreon, it is the best way to support this project, and you get a free Patreon episode every week, and it's the price of a cup of coffee. So we're heading over there to the Patreon. So we hope you join us.
We'll be playing more Schedule 1 as well.
We will be playing more Schedule 1 for the gaming, the game time stuff. And yeah, catch you around.
Bye, guys.